Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And we're back here on a Getaway Friday night. Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams, Scott Spears, along with Angie Evers, 14 minutes past the hour. And we got some distressing news there during the break. We did not have the scores from yesterday, and Indiana has lost. They're out of the tournament. So that does not bode well for me, but I think they're my only final four pick that's out. Kansas is still in. I need to add up these points now. So now ask people the question that you were, that last game there, Fresno.
We were on the brackets, we couldn't find the Eastern Washington and Fresno. So is that part of this or no? I don't know. I don't get it.
Okay, well, 740-751-4038. Does anybody get it? You give them the phone number and...
I mean, it says they played yesterday.
I don't see either one of those on this bracket. Maybe this bracket's from a different year.
It says 2022 on it.
Now, how did Indiana lose? We had a person in the know in sports call in during the break there. But where, I don't see Fresno on here anywhere.
Eastern Washington and Fresno. Does anybody know? Can anybody help us out? Are they part of this or no?
740-751-4038. I don't see Washington on here anywhere. Anyway, from what we do know at this point, you have, let's see, what do you have here? You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You have 13 points at this point. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15. Not a big difference.
Yeah, but you could tell me I have, like, 10 points, and I'd be like, oh, okay, because I don't know anything
right
about
here.
It.
You can get the scores. I don't understand this Fresno game. Where is Fresno in East Washington? I don't see that on here at all.
I don't know. I mean, they played... I don't know if they're just not part of the thing. Is there other basketball tournaments going on?
So did that show Indiana losing by 40 points? Because that's what I heard. Where was Indiana? Did they lose by 40?
Was that yesterday?
I guess.
Yeah. 53. They got 53, and St. Mary had 82.
Well, the ghost of Bobby Knight came down and touched him, I guess. I don't know about that Fresno game.
But, yeah, I mean, the Fresno game is listed underneath, like, there's the, it says first round, it says San Fran and Murray, and then Texas, Southern, Kansas, and then East, and Fresno. But it didn't have, oh, you know, there's nothing listed. Like, it doesn't say first round or anything.
Oh, that was probably just a...
Nothing.
An old game. Okay, so that's where we are. 15 to 13 at this point. Now, my final's been picked off. But, does anybody have anything to say about the Big Ten? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But I'm still good, because Kansas did win, and I have them playing Indiana in the final. Ohio State won. I have them in my final four. Let's see here. Indiana's out. Indiana's the only team out of my final four yet that's been knocked out. Let's see about yours. Well, you have Rutgers. They're still in it. You have Baylor. They're still in it. Right? Yeah. You have Houston. They're still in it.
Because that's my dog.
And you have Auburn. Houston. They're still in it. So you still have chances for the Final Four.
Yep.
So there we go.
Maybe I'll get my steak dinner.
Now, what happened to Indiana?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, this is a tragedy. Anyhow, 740-751-4038. Also, we were talking there before we went to break. What do you make of Putin put out a list today of people he did not want in his country? And one of those was Hillary Clinton. No president on the list. Past or present, but he doesn't want Hillary Clinton in the country.
Hmm. Well, I guess that means he really doesn't like Hillary.
I think we know that.
I mean,
I don't think she likes him either.
Well, I would imagine she probably is not going to rush over to Russia.
Well, it's fascinating to me how history works out, because, you know, we all heard about the Russian tampering in the election of 2016. We all heard
the emails.
The emails that he hated Hillary Clinton, and, well, now we know what happened there. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Well, see, there you go again. She's talking about her steak dinner, and you just blew it right off and started on that.
Did she talk? Did she say steak dinner? See, I've been trained not to even hear that.
Okay,
I'll listen.
We bet.
All right, thank you.
We bet. If I win, I get a steak dinner.
Yeah, but you're not winning at this point. You're too behind.
Yeah, but I'm going to beat you because you picked Indiana.
Yeah, but, you know,
so
it's rigged.
I don't think so.
I don't know who was involved there, but I think it's rigged. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Any thoughts?
See, I know nothing about basketball.
Well,
I know
clearly
nothing
I don't.
Really about any sports, but I just
did the
guessed.
Person who called in tell you who they picked?
No, because she was just concerned.
No.
Oh,
the person who called in during the break.
During the break. No, it was hard enough for me to remember sports stuff.
I bet he picked Duke. I bet he picked Duke. He's got the sentimental Coach K. It was hard for me to pick Indiana over Duke in the Final Four. Because
what'd I pick?
Your side of that bracket is Baylor and Rutgers.
Oh.
Now, they're both still in it, but there's a couple rounds before that where they could be knocked out. I don't think Duke's going to be knocked out. I don't think Duke's going to be knocked out, and I don't think Kansas is going to be knocked out. So I think I have a safe Final Four. Those two. I don't think Rutgers is going to make it to the Final Four. I don't think Baylor is going to make it to the Final Four.
Well, the only reason I picked Baylor was because I went to a Baylor beach when I was a kid. My bike there.
Looking mighty dark.
And then I, you know, obviously I picked Houston because I have a dog named Houston.
Well, they could make it.
So.
But Auburn, I don't know.
It has nothing to do with any knowledge of sports.
I don't think mine does either. Do you see me sitting here watching a lot of basketball?
No.
Have you ever seen me sitting here watching basketball?
No.
There you go. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz.
It's Dorothy Fulltime.
Dorothy Fulltime. Who's been forgotten for whatever reason.
It's been a long time ago.
But that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter what you do.
I mean,
people eventually forget.
I don't expect people, you know, family maybe would remember me, but I mean, you just don't remember people after so long. I mean, that's just
40 years is not a lifetime.
It's my lifetime.
Well, usually it takes a lifetime to forget people, but I love when people say, well, they'll never be forgotten. Well, give it 40 years.
Right.
They will be.
I mean, if your family keeps things going, you know, maybe, but
I think it's hard when the person's not there.
What is?
When you stop creating new work, that's kind of a drop-off. That's why a lot of people who are retired, it just doesn't float.
Now, my mom said that she was probably 9 or 10 years old when they got their first TV, which would have been around 1950 or 1951.
Dorothy would have been on.
But she doesn't remember that.
Well, like I say, you would have had to have watched Johnny Carson or Donahue.
I'm sure Mom probably went to bed, but Donahue wasn't on till the win. 80s?
60s.
60s?
Mm-hmm. He was on 30 years.
What?
60s to 90s.
I just remember the Donahue show.
Well, that's the one she was on.
I guess I didn't know he was on that long.
Larry King?
Well, I mean, I know she was on these shows because I've watched them with you.
But... Well, they would have had to have been on before the 90s because she died in the 80s.
Hmm. Well.
That's what I'm saying. I would find it hard to believe that people over 50 would not know who she is.
But did my dad even know who she was?
Yes.
He really did?
I think he was jealous of her. He didn't think I would bring her up.
Why?
He said, oh, he's talking about that old lady again.
Oh, you probably did say that.
I think he had a jealousy of old Dorothy.
I don't think he would be jealous of Dorothy.
It's one of those broadcasting rivalries.
No, I heard him say something about Matt. Who was it?
Eddie. Let's not get into that.
No, I just heard it the other morning on the radio. Just this week.
Listen, I witnessed that whole thing. I can't get into that.
He said that. Oh, it was okay. So Joe Peters' son called in.
Yes.
About a trivia question. Did you hear this?
No,
it was
I missed this.
It was either yesterday or the day before. I don't know if it was today or not. But anyway, Dad was basically saying that to this Joe Peters kid, I don't know if his name was Joe Peters, but he kept calling him Joe Peters.
Yes, Joe Peters Jr.
Oh, okay. I was like, I didn't know if that was really his name. But anyway, he was like, he said, well, your dad's how I got started in all this. And he said, you know, I was that, what do you call him, an engineer or something?
Joe Peters got your dad started.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's what he was telling his son.
Right.
But he was saying...
But Joe Peters was not on the air.
No, his son.
Right, so nobody would have a jealousy of Joe Peters.
No.
There was a sportsman here in town whose name I cannot mention.
I think my name's Opal.
I don't know, it's like a dirty word on this station now. I can't say the guy's name, but he had some run-ins with Joe Peters. One night, I wish he could call in and tell the story, but he can't. But in any event, he did a sports game, I think it was a basketball game, somewhere out of town, and he crashed the antenna through the roof of the WMRN van. And Joe Peters went out and about, tore him stem to stern. His radio career was just about over that day.
Anyway, what I was saying was that...
Go ahead. As you were saying...
I was saying, trying to say...
Go ahead. That just spit it out.
The dad was saying to Joe Peters Jr. that he was doing the thing for Madge. Is it Madge?
Marge. No, see, you don't even know the woman's name.
No, I don't know.
That will give you and this was your father.
Well, I know, but it's not like he talked about her.
Exactly.
But I'm just saying, he said there was always a jealousy of the...
Talent.
No, of the whoever worked in the, whatever he did. What did he do?
An engineer?
Yeah. The engineers always secretly wanted to be on the radio.
Right. I think he was jealous of her.
Yeah, he had said that there was always a jealousy. I mean, he just said that, like, 2 days on the radio ago.
Well, then what are we talking about here?
Well, I just wanted to tell you
but
what
I've always said that. I always knew there was something between your dad and Madge. And I knew them both well. I never heard it on Madge's end.
No, but I think, you know... My dad just must have wanted to be on the radio. Like, she was itching to be on the radio.
Right, and she was the big deal.
Right.
Yeah.
But then he finally got on the radio.
He did. You know, it was almost as she was retiring. They were on a little bit together, but it's a whole thing. But now she's been forgotten, so there you go. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Scott. This is Linda Sims. How are you?
Oh, Linda. How you doing? How's the arm?
It's coming along.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Kind of slow, but it's coming along. How are you?
Oh, doing well. Staying busy.
Right, I see. You and Angie are on tonight?
We're on right now, sailing away.
Okay, what's the subject tonight?
Well, the subject tonight, we've talked about a lot of things. We talked about what's going on in the Ukraine and how they won't allow American Ukrainian refugees in America. Do you think we should allow the refugees in?
You know, that is such a touchy subject and situation right now. I really don't know.
It's very, very tough. Do you follow the Big Ten basketball?
No, I haven't. Sorry.
No, it's an interesting thing this year because I guess all the number one seeds are going down for whatever reason. Did you have a good St. Patrick's Day?
Yes, I was blessed to be alive. Praise God.
That's right. That's all we need at this point. Well, we were talking about the broadcast history of Ohio. Now, do you remember a Dorothy Fulltime?
I don't think so.
I'll have to show you some tape of her sometime. She was a big deal. But basically, we're talking about how people, no matter how big they were in their time, once about 40 years passes, people forget them.
Yeah, I guess so.
Isn't that unfortunate?
Yes.
Do you have any family heirlooms?
Like?
Well, we had one of our listeners, Phyllis, called in tonight and said that she had a quilt that was 140 years old. And I was talking about a pocket watch that I have that may be about 100 years old. And we had Angie's mother said she had a doll, a baby doll, right?
Her doll,
which would probably be about 70 years old now.
80, probably closer to 80.
Do you have anything like that from your mother or father, Linda?
Not in my home. We do have some relics like that flows through the family, like old quilts and things like that.
You know, I don't know. Go ahead. Well, you know, I don't know if we have said, you haven't been on the air in a couple weeks, and I don't know if anybody has said why. We've been airing the best of Voice of a People, but Linda, do you want to tell the audience why you haven't been on?
Yes, I would like to tell my audience that, because I'm so sad about it, and every moment I'm thinking I can just get in my car and drive and be there and continue like I had been. But yes, February 25th, when we had all that ice, there was like a thin coating of snow on my steps, and I really didn't see the ice, and I was on my way out of town, God forbid. I don't even know why I was going, but I was. Put my foot on that top step, and oh my, I had something in my hand, so I really couldn't grab onto the banister, and I flipped and flopped and fell on my back and landed on my arm and broke my right arm.
My goodness.
It was really close to my shoulder. Yeah, so absolutely no driving, and that, oh, you talk about an irk right there. That's almost worse than the brake.
Isn't it awful to be cooped up in the house like that?
Oh, my gosh. My daughter's been doing her best, taking me to my doctor's appointments and to the grocery store and that. And I thank God for her. She has her own life, but she's truly been a blessing. But, yeah,
now,
I want to get in my car and drive.
Now, any updates on when you might be able to make it? We don't want you to come back early, but when do you think you'll be able to come back?
I get another X-ray on the 28th.
So maybe
so we'll the see.
Beginning of April, we'll have you back.
Yes.
And that'll
hopefully,
be good.
Yes.
But we'll keep airing the best of Linda Sims on Monday and Tuesday, 4:15 to 5 p.m. So don't miss that. Oh, here was another thing we were talking about, Linda. This is interesting. Vladimir Putin today put out a list of people he does not want in his country. And no presidents were on the list, but Hillary Clinton was on the list.
Oh, wow.
I think he's frightened of her.
Why would he be?
Well, I think because she went over there when she was Secretary of State and told him that he was fixing elections and she never really spoke very highly of him. She kind of told the world, remember back in 2016 when she was running for office, that he was a danger.
Yes.
I guess we're finding that out now.
Well, I never doubted it, really.
Do you think
I never doubted it.
Do you think we should be helping? I mean, we've taken phone calls during the morning show, and most people want to go to war to save Ukraine. I don't know if we should or not.
I don't think so. I mean, what is it? How is it going to benefit us as the United States to go over there and do that? Because it's going to turn out to World War III, and if people are ready for that, I mean, lo and behold, my sister called me and said, well, Sarah Palin said she can see Russia from her front door. Remember that?
I do remember that. Well, Putin was a...
You know, up there, the Bering Strait, Russia is only like 50 miles from Canada.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. I think... I just hope that the world is safe, because I know a lot of people who... world wars are not fun. You know, a lot of times we want to go to war, but when the war happens, then we realize how much we really don't want to be there.
Absolutely, because, I mean, it would have to be contained over there, and that may not be... possible.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times Americans think, well, they'll be fighting over there, but that might not be the real truth. They may even come over here in the United States, and then what?
Well, and the truth of the matter is only one nuclear bomb has ever been detonated on another country, by another country, and it was us who did it in World War II. So nobody else has ever done that, and is this going to be it? Is Putin going to do it to Ukraine? They really don't know if he could get a nuclear weapon over here, but he could certainly drop one in Ukraine.
Well, he claims he can.
It's a thing. Well, Linda, I'm so glad you called. Call in anytime since you're out, and anytime you're bored and I'm on, feel free to call in, and we can chat about the day's events.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right. Thanks for calling, Linda.
Hi, Angie.
Hi.
Take care.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Uh-huh.
Linda Sims, heard every Monday and Tuesday here, 4:10 to 5 p.m. I don't think I ever mentioned why Linda was out. That I didn't want to invade her privacy. But, yeah, she fell and broke her arm back on February 25th. Very unfortunately. All right, let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, we dropped two nuclear bombs on Japan, not one.
Right, but we're the only country that's ever done that to another country.
Right.
I don't know if Putin's going to be number two. I guess we'll find out.
I bet you Hillary Clinton's had to make a different vacation reservations since she's not allowed over there.
Yeah, she wasn't going to go over to, can't go to Russia now and hang out in the Kremlin.
I'm curious, who else is on that list?
I know Hunter Biden's on the list, which I think that's just a shot.
Where is this list at? Like,
well, if you search Putin list, it was the news story today. But I know Hunter Biden's on the list, but I think that was probably just a shot at Joe Biden. I don't know why Hunter Biden would want to come to Russia anyway.
Is it called a
sanction? Are you going to let Joe Biden come?
You know, I don't know if Joe Biden was on that list or not. I don't believe he was.
Joe Biden really is going to go over there anyhow.
Yeah, I think at this point that would be a moot point. Here, Putin, put Putin, Hillary Clinton in, and you would get an answer on this. We're trying to look up who the big people are on this list, but I noticed that former presidents did not seem to be on the list. I don't think Obama was. I don't think Clinton, President Clinton was. There it is. Don't look at that. That's a bad website. There, NBC News.
Duke won 78-61.
Duke won?
Yep.
Very good.
70-61. Michigan State and Davidson just starting right now.
Well, it looks like Joe Biden is on the list.
But is this a real website?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big news site.
Pretty sure he's on the list. Yeah. I don't think anybody wants to go over there anyhow.
Secretary of State Blinken is on the list. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Press Secretary Jen... Now, how do you say her name? Pesky? She's on the list. Other people in the administration. But the two that are not part of any administration, there are only 12 people, are Hunter Biden and Hillary Clinton. Now, isn't that awful? Isn't that interesting? Why? Well, I mean, we can figure out Hunter Biden. That's the president's son. But why Hillary Clinton? No former president. She's not in the administration. Why is she on that list?
Well, I think she's told him how things was more than any president or man's ever talked to him.
Well, I think that's it. You know, Obama never called him out. George Bush kind of did, but not... He just said he had a cold eyes or cold heart or something. But Hillary Clinton was the one who said, you are fixing the elections, you're evil. And from that point on, they did not see eye to eye.
Which I doubt if he really holds women in high regard over there anyhow. I don't know in that society if women have many rights or not.
I don't know. It'll be interesting, but I'm sure Joe Biden is consulting Hillary Clinton on this. She is a former Secretary of State who has a lot of knowledge on Russia.
Right, I'm sure, yeah, he's talking to her. And, you know, she's from the Democratic Party, too.
Well, we'll see how it all spins out, but thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, Duke won. That's good news. That's another point in my direction.
When did they win?
That's what the caller... Do you listen to the calls?
Oh, is that what he just said?
Yeah.
Oh.
I missed that.
I did miss that.
And you accuse me of not paying attention.
Well, that's because I was looking up this stuff online.
All right. We'll get back to the end of your Madge and your dad's story.
Oh, I think I'm done.
Oh, okay. What was the hallmark of that story?
That he said that he wanted to do what she did.
Oh, so there was friction.
Well, I don't think there was friction, but I mean, I think
that remains to be seen.
I think he was just, I mean, we'll never see it. I mean,
no, but I was around when they were both still with us, and I liked them both. I got along with both of them, but there just seemed to be, for two people who worked together for that long, there was distance.
Well, maybe when you work with somebody like that, I mean, maybe he was just, you know, been around her enough.
No, like if I saw Linda 10 years from now, I would, Linda, how you been? How's it going? That wasn't happening between your dad and Madge when they would get together.
Well, you never know.
No, I've got them together a few times to do exchange club, and there was not much of a conversation.
Well, maybe you just had topics that they weren't interested
in. No, I'm talking about beforehand. Like, everybody be mingling around, you know? I don't know. Maybe that we'll never really know, I guess. But, well, he did talk about her being in a different social circle.
Right. I mean, you know, not everybody is BFFs with each other. So, I mean, maybe they just were, you know, okay with each other. They weren't, like, somebody they go hang out with.
No, but I think there is professional jealousy. I've seen it in broadcasting. I mean, I've seen people take people's papers off their desk and throw them in the dumpster. I've seen people threaten to punch people. I've seen people grab a hold of people in radio stations and pull their arm back like they're going to punch somebody. I mean...
I don't think I'd want to work in that kind of environment.
Yeah. I don't think the people who were working in that environment wanted to work in that environment. But that's it.
Hmm.
People used to drive around in the van and flip people the bird. I don't know. 740-751-4038. Is there any professional jealousy in your business? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I don't know if you know anything about this or not, Scott, but Karina Nova is not with Channel 10 no more. Do you know what happened to her?
I think she went to another station. I think I did read that online.
Another station here in Columbus?
No, I think she went to another, maybe area of Ohio or another state. But I think I did read that.
What's her name?
Karina Nova. Have you noticed it? Here's a story I can't tell because they're both still alive, but there was a man, a very well-known Columbus anchor, who came to Marion to perform. He was also a singer. And
Dave
Taylor? I can't say.
Yeah.
But I interviewed him, and after the interview, this guy told me about male and female anchor team in Columbus that hated each other. And they worked together for quite a while. What's it say here? Karina Nova leaves station later this month. Going to San Francisco.
That's a big
deal. Oh, wow. She's really making a move, huh?
Yeah, good for her. Going out to Hollywood to make it big. That's where I'm going in June. Yeah, June.
Hollywood?
Yeah. Hollywood or New York. I figure it's time to let the world view my talents.
Oh.
Didn't Yolanda Harris come from Channel 6?
Yes. Well, there's been a lot of that. Jim Ganahl came to Channel 6 from Channel 4. They got a U-Haul and brought him over there.
Well, that happens a lot of times, but, you know, a lot of times when you change job like that, you know, you got a spouse that also works too.
You know, that's true.
They don't work out that both of you can, you know, so.
Yeah, it's tough, tough going. Andrea Cambron's out in California, but I don't think she's in television anymore.
No, I really miss her. She was always good.
Angela Pace works behind the scenes now. Dave Kaler's retired. I think Colleen Marshall's the best. She's been there a long, long time. Cabot Ray's retired.
She's about the longest lasting, you know, person right now is currently on there.
Yeah, I think she's longest serving at this. Maybe behind Jim Ganahl.
I wonder, did Angie do a lot of bike riding with her dad when she was younger?
I did when I was younger, yeah. But I probably till I turned 12, 13, maybe teenager years, you know, I kind of backed off of that some, but
found boys.
Well, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, I used to ride a lot with my dad. I know I had one of those odometers on my bike, and I know I had over 1,000 miles on my bike.
Well, you listen to your dad talk, and boy, he's really rode a bike a lot.
Oh gosh, he's rode everywhere. I mean, all across Ohio. He liked to go, I mean, when he got older, he would go over to, like, the bike trails and just ride. He went up to Put-in Bay. He would take his bike up to Put-in Bay and ride around. And then he stopped doing that. One time he fell off his bike and some people had to help him up, and I think that embarrassed him, so.
Well, you're not coming too good through too good, Angie. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, see, I wonder if it's this mic.
Okay, I just wanted to see if you knew what happened to Katrina Nova.
No problem. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open 47 minutes past the hour. Now, let me just tell you, here's where this professional jealousy thing is based upon. Now, I got your dad and Marianne Michaels together. They had never worked together until I put them together on the Exchange Club. They were always friendly.
But, I mean, you know, they didn't work together.
No, but they were in the same field. That's why I said, wouldn't you think somebody you actually worked with for 25 years you'd have a friendlier relationship with when you saw them occasionally? been somebody you never worked with?
Well, I mean, maybe they just weren't. Maybe they were just work, not like friends. You know what I mean? I mean, not everybody.
Well, I don't think he and Marianne got together outside of...
Well, I'm sure they didn't, but I'm just saying, you know, they probably connected more as a friend. Dad probably saw her more as of like a boss. Like, he had to do what she told him to do.
I don't know. I say, and maybe that is it. I don't know. All I know is when they were together, there was always, it wasn't tension, but there was just, it wasn't a friendly thing. It wasn't cordial.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
I do have a picture, though, with me with the two of them.
Well, that's good. It should be hanging up somewhere.
I do, well, it's one of those, it's a, back in the old days, because Madge has been gone quite some time now. But it's Madge and me and your dad out at Ohio State filming a exchange club, I think is what it was. I'd have to get it blown up, though, because it's a it's an actual picture.
Are you at all of them?
I am.
Breaking the tension?
Well, I'll tell you, that day, if I remember right, because it was just the three of us out at Ohio State, they kind of reminisced, but your dad would bring up stuff like her being late. I mean, it wasn't...
See, maybe, I mean, maybe he just didn't want to, maybe that annoyed him, you know what I mean?
Well, that's what I'm saying. There was a...
Well, that's why I'm saying, like, maybe they just had a working relationship. They weren't friends outside of work. I mean, some
no,
people...
No, I don't think they were friends outside of work.
Right, but I'm saying not everybody has to be friends with everybody.
But I don't think he and Joe Peters were friends outside of work either. Most people thought Joe Peters was bipolar.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people over the years that I've worked with that, you know, I just had a working relationship with them. Would I ever hang out with them outside of work? No.
No, 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 I'm not saying hang out outside of work. I'm saying... When you're brought together for something, you, hey, I know you. How you been?
Not
How's
really.
It going?
I mean, not
Well, I would do that. I would do that. I would feel bad if I didn't do that.
I mean, there's...
If I worked for with somebody for 25 years, and I saw them again, and there's only like five people in the room, I would go up and say, how you been?
Well, I don't know. I guess it depends how they felt about each other.
And that's the point. But I really don't know. I never heard anything negative from either one of them.
Well, I mean, we'll never know the answer, so we can just guess, speculate.
I think he did call her hoity-toity once on the air during Christmas.
Yeah.
Because she called poinsettias ponsets.
Well, I'll go with my dad on that.
740-751-4038. So you never even knew Madge.
Nope. But I don't know any of these people.
So your dad was not much of a social person with the work people?
No. I mean, I obviously knew Jeff Ruth, Terry Cole.
Well, see, there you go.
Those two I knew.
Now, Jeff and Madge got along okay. I saw them had a friendly, they had a friendly relationship. I mean, they didn't go out and...
But Jeff probably didn't work with her like my dad did.
No, he did work with her, and I'm sure she bossed him around.
Well, maybe my dad didn't want to be bossed around.
Well, you know, Madge kind of drove her own ship. I worked with Madge, doing the charity ball, as a matter of fact. She wasn't mean. She wasn't bossy.
Just demanding.
No, no, it wasn't even like that. It was, she knew what she wanted, and she came from an era of radio. She started in 1941, where you got it right. You didn't screw up. So, you know, that was, she, her bar was a little higher.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. If you listen to her, when she was calling in those fashion reports from New York, you get the... She's telling you about fashion. It's very well researched. It's very well written. It's very professional. And that's kind of what she was.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to know. She's a very curious person.
Like Dorothy.
Yeah, but I got along with... You know, all these women lived very old. The very old ages. I think there's something about curiosity that keeps you going.
Well, maybe you're going to live till you're 120.
Well, wouldn't you be curious to find out? Phone lines are open. We only got 7 minutes left. 740-751-4038. But there's not any one person, I think, that I never got along with in broadcasting. I think only one. Everybody else I either had an indifferent relationship with or I liked. But I never was friendly. I mean, I guess I went out to eat with a few. So, I don't know. I mean, I went to Madge's house, so I guess I was close with her. I've been to your house, your dad's house. So I guess I was close with him. Jeff Ruth and I have been out to eat many times. So I guess we're close in that way. That's outside of work. And who else have I been close with? Oh, Marianne. I've been to Marianne's house. So that's probably the four. Outside of that, I don't think I've hung out with anybody.
Yeah.
But I like everybody at the station right now.
That's always a plus.
Yeah. What can you do? So there's people you would cold shoulder that you had worked with if you saw them in a room.
Well, I mean, there's just some people... I mean...
I can't see you doing that. You try to be overly nice to everybody, even if you don't like them. And sometimes you say that I am short with people.
Yeah, but I really... I mean, there's really no people I don't like. I mean...
I'm not saying that he didn't like Madge. I'm just saying I don't think there was anything there. And that's curious to me for people who work together for a long time.
Well, why didn't you ever ask?
Well, figured it wasn't my business.
You ask everything else.
Well, I probably did ask, but I think it was a social thing. I think your dad kind of felt Madge that ran in a higher social circle. You know, she was married to a lawyer. And I think that was...
Yeah, but my dad had lawyer friends.
Well, I don't know why he said she was in a different social circle. I think we have him saying that on air.
Probably.
You tell me, why do you think he thought she was in a higher social circle?
Well, I don't know. Maybe she told him what to do and he didn't like that.
So you would take that as a knock?
What?
If you would say, you're in a higher social circle than me, and that's why we didn't hang out.
I mean, I really don't hang out with, like, people who are... Like, that have, like, a lot of money and stuff like that.
Well, you hang out with me.
Oh, well, I'm still waiting on that steak dinner, so...
57 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. If you're just tuning in, Indiana's been knocked out of the tournament. So, not a good day for me, basketball-wise. Although I am still leading in points in the tournament. 16-13 at this point.
Yeah, we'll see next Friday. I will be the winner. Just so you know.
It won't be over yet.
Well, when's it over?
Got a few weeks. Next week's round two, and then I believe we get to the Sweet 16, and then the Final Four, and then the championship game.
Oh, well, I'll still be ahead of you next week.
I think it's the beginning of April.
Why does it go so long?
Because there are six rounds. They only play on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I know. You should have seen me trying to fill out this bracket. Like, what is this? I filled out one line, and then he's like, oh, no, you got to do all this. And I'm like, what?
58 minutes past the hour. Last chance to call in if you want to say something. 740-751-4038. We appreciate all the phone calls tonight. I'll be back on the air Monday morning, 8:15 to 10 a.m. Study His Word Radio, Sunday morning from 11:15 to 12 noon. Then we have the Community Christian Fellowship Sunday service, Sunday from 12:15 to 1 p.m., and then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday service, 6:15 until 7 p.m. And that's how it goes. Still got about 60 seconds left.
Well,
what do you want to tell the audience?
I don't know. What's the weather going to be like this weekend?
Chillier, I think.
I'm ready for warm spring weather.
We've still got a little bit of time before that. Little bit of time before the warm weather comes wiping through this area. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the program tonight. It's a little behind-the-scenes glimpse into what we do. Are you here?
Yeah. I was just waiting for you to say goodnight to everybody.
Well, we've got 30 seconds left to go.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I'll still be broadcasting from home next week.
Yeah.
But, whatever.
That's okay. I like coming here.
Thank you for the, again, for all the cards and all the letters and nice things. Yep. I appreciate it.
Yep.
I'm still afloat. For all of us at WWGH Radio, for Angie Everscott...
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From presidential nominee, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Okay, well, let's... Here we go. It's announcement time.
Did I want to write myself on an independent ticket and run...